Dr. Maxine Ronald is with us. Maxine's from Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Wai descent. And she's a general surgeon working in Whangarei Hospital. She's the current chair of the Indigenous Health Committee of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons, a member of the Māori Health Advisory Group to that organisation, and the first Indigenous fellow on that council. Now, we talk regularly, as you know, with Andrew Connolly, the chief medical officer here at Te Whatu Ora in Counties Manukau. And he mentioned your work, Maxine, that you were doing a screening Māori in Northland for bowel cancer. And so it's with great pleasure that we welcome you to the program, Maxine. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, tēnā koe, tēnā koutou.
Good to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. He mihi nui kia koe me tō koutou whānau.
Thank you, Maxine. Well, firstly, bowel cancer takes people out unnecessarily because early detection can really lessen the numbers who have that sad ultimate end. Andrew was complimentary of what you're doing in the North. Perhaps you could just shed some light on that. Can you tell us a little bit about bowel screening in the North, who it's targeting and why?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. The thing about bowel cancer is it is one of our biggest killers from cancer in New Zealand. The thing that we do know is that if it's detected early, it's curable. And so bowel screening really does save lives. And so the bowel screening program rolled out in Te Taitokoro last year. And what we wanted to do with our study was really talk to Māori in Te Taitokoro to find out what Māori thought would make the bowel screening most successful, so that we could try and implement it in a way that would increase our numbers of people enrolling in the bowel screening program. So the bowel screening program is basically for people who don't have any symptoms of bowel cancer. They're invited to take part in the program, and then they just use the kit, which means taking a little bit of a fecal sample and sending it back to be analysed. And if there's any blood detected in the sample, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have bowel cancer, but it just means that you'll be invited to have a colonoscopy, which is a telescope which looks at the bowel to try and detect any bowel cancer early so that we can treat it and to save lives. And so what we did is we went out around Te Taitokoro and interviewed iwi Māori health providers to try and find out what they recommended would be successful to help Māori participate in the bowel screening program, because there's a lot of kind of stigma and whakamā and all of those kind of things associated with, you know, with the actual test and having bowel cancer and all of those kind of symptoms that you get with bowel cancer. And what people said was stuff that would be familiar to Māori, really. It wasn't really a surprise that Māori in Te Taitokoro recommended that the screening program was delivered like in a face-to-face kind of manner by people that they knew and trusted, that there was local control of the program, and that we use kind of tikanga Māori in order to support people to feel comfortable to participate in the screening program. And so from that, we had some recommendations from whānau, which we've been able to implement some of them, such as we have a really amazing Māori project officer, Stuart Selkirk, who's from Te Taitokoro, who's been out pretty much on the ground talking to people face-to-face, going around to different iwi and hapu. And we've had some videos of tangata rongonui in Te Taitokoro, people who've had an experience of bowel cancer. And so we've been able to produce some really beautiful videos for people to watch to get some information about the bowel screening program and how it can benefit Māori. And we've also been able to go out to Samurai and hoping to do more, actually, just to increase kind of awareness and information around bowel screening in general.
Have you, or are you satisfied that you have access to the right database to target specifically our Māori people, perhaps aged over 50 or the like, Maxine, that might be at risk? There are some hereditary factors too. So if you know that a whānau have had issues with bowel cancer previously, then it would make sense to track those Udi who are following through. What would you say of database accessibility to actually lock right in on the Māori side of the Bell Cancer Challenge in the north?
I think that's a really good point, and I think that's something that is missing when you have a centrally based screening program, such as our bowel screening program, breast screening, and cervical screening. You miss out on that kind of personal data. And that was one of the things that came through really strongly from whānau, is that people on the ground who've been doing this mahi for a long time in different shapes and forms, they know the community and they know who's out there and they know those at-risk groups and those at-risk whānau. So that's something that came through really strongly from the study. With Stuart, and we've got a new person starting soon if they haven't already started. I think we're developing that kind of knowledge, but we also have those connections through Stuart into the community to kind of tap into those at-risk groups. But that kind of data isn't necessarily held centrally, you know, with regards to those at-risk groups, and that's where you kind of rely on either local communities or GPs knowing the people who may be more at risk and kind of getting them enrolled into screening programs early.
Who do you think has the most sway here of getting those most vulnerable to take a test? Sometimes perhaps Pākehā-focused ad agencies will go to the target itself, i.e. if it's men aged over 50 or, say, a 55-year-old Māori guy. Sometimes we know that it might be his kōtero or his grandkids that are more influential than targeting him, if you know what I'm getting at here. And in our Māori way, have we attempted to utilise those relationships and the sway that some people have with their older people to get more involved?
Yes. So that's that was a really strong message that came through again, and that's what we've been trying to do with the hui that we've been having on marae, and with Stuart going out and talking to people, to whānau about that, and trying to look at not just at targeting just the group, but the whānau around the group that we're trying to screen, because like you say, it's often that personal connection that really is more meaningful than just a pamphlet that arrives in the mail from an agency that, you know, that you've got no connection to. And people are busy, and they will, you know, if they just get something, some information in the mail, that they don't, it doesn't have any context, they'll tend to, you know, it's natural to ignore it because you've got other things going on. So if you've had that personal connection in some way, or your mokopuna, or, you know, somebody in your whānau saying, hey, this is important because we need you to be around, you need to do this because we need you to be around for us, then that's a lot more meaningful. And I guess one thing I'd say is that, you know, those people who haven't had any contact yet about the bowel screening program, if they receive the kit in the mail, not to throw it away, to hang on to it and to try and you know, find out more about it if they're unsure. And there's lots of resources that you can access to get that information.